Yeah, it's a chitta that arises as a result of the last series of chitta before. I mean, it's the same object as Patisanti chitta, and
What conditions it?
the aramana of the last.
What conditions the Bhavanga?
Oh, what conditions? So many things. Oh, karma. Yeah, karma, some karma, right.
Who can change karma, which
No,
produced the
but
Bhavanga?
can't a karma that arises to produce the seeing, hearing, etc., can't there be any special kind of karma that can change that?
Change Bhavanga. Nobody can change.
Yeah, but what would be the reason for that?
For
That it
what?
cannot change.
Because it's produced by karma, the same karma as Patisanti.
Which means that it has to last for at least that lifetime. Oh, it's the same as the Patisanti chitta. Right.
I can only think of one thing that could change it a little bit, maybe. One of the jetasikas might, just go away because, like the kilesas that
No one
are.
can change the type of citta.
Yeah, no, not the type, absolutely. Just maybe one of the kilesas, just doesn't arise anymore, but all the rest would be the same, the aramana, everything else. But if you attain some certain level, the jetasika is completely eradicated and it won't arise even in the Bhavanga.
But it's conditioned by karma. How can anyone change the karma?
Nobody changes the kamma or the aramana, It's the same type of citta what you're born with, except with maybe instead of 52, it might have 51,
What do you mean by change?
No, now I understand, because it is conditioned by karma, means that it cannot, because it's the same karma as the Patisanti chitta, so it
Absolutely.
cannot be,
Yeah,
yeah.
if it weren't the same, then there wouldn't be a
The,
lifetime.
there was a case of a man who saw Mahakachyana, and he was looking out this window in Mahakachyana, and Mahakachyana is very handsome and beautiful complexion. And the man thought, "I wish Mahakachyana could be my wife," or something like that. And immediately upon thinking that, this man changed into a woman. Okay. He apologized or something, or asked, apologized to Mahakachyana and turned back to a man again. Became a monk and became an arahant. Now, this is, yeah, this can happen, obviously. This is, but the Bhavanga Chitta, as I understand it, was still the same Bhavanga Chitta. Yeah, even though the sex actually changed amazingly, which seems surprising to us, but these strange things can happen. But the Bhavanga Chitta, as I understand it, was still the same Bhavanga Chitta.
Not die yet.
No, he didn't die. Same life.
He was saying, if I remember correctly, was that there can be another kamma of the past that isn't changing, but the conditions can arise in the course of this lifetime for it to bear fruit during this lifetime, and that at that point, even though kamma hasn't changed, it's still the same kamma, according to him, which didn't make sense to me, that that kamma could be strong enough to affect to change the Pawanga. I think that's what he was saying. I'm not arguing his point. I'm just saying I think that's what he was saying.
But can we say, Achan, that Bhavanga Chitta has to always follow the Patisanti? Right.
Wondering, I don't know if there's anything in the Thai commentaries about sound and color, vanayatana and distance. They touch the eye base and ear base, the respective bases, from a distance. But the sense objects, smell and hardness, etc., they actually contact directly. How do they work from a distance, color and sound in the commentaries? Is it
Can you see the object which touched your eye base?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, can you see it?
No one can see it.
So how do they explain that it works from a distance then?
It's nature. to experience the object which is frowning.
And sound?
Exactly.
So in Paticca Samuppada, rupa always refers to kamaja rupa. No?
No. Only the rupa that arises from God.
Because we just talk about the moment when vipaka patisanti citta arises. At that moment, there is no cittaccha rupa at all.
And after that, we have to follow
each Paticca Samuppada link.
What does that mean? Sorry?
Now we talk about the Patisanthicitta, which condition the nama and rupa, only that.
And what's next?
And then you find out.
So, vijnana, paccaya, nama, rupa. Nama, sometimes it refers to Patisanthi, vijnana.
That moment means Patisanthicitta. And
but sometimes
not at that moment of Patisanthicitta.
No. But in
other vipakas come later.
Yeah. So can we do a next one?
When we talk about the Patisanthicitta, we talk about it conditioned nama and rupa.
Right.
Cetasika and rupa conditioned by kamma.
At the same time. Sometimes the Paticca Samuppada can mean other moments of vijnana, not just Patisanthi vijnana.
Yes, it can mean anything, but when we go on little by little, we know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
What type of rupa, what type of cetasika, what type of...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what should we go to next? Oh, okay. Okay, so nama rupa paccaya ayatana. Oh, I see, okay. So later... Now, see, this link before was same time between vijnana and nama and rupa. It's
that's why we must know by way of what paccaya.
Yeah.
The sahachata or what upanisya paccaya or what. Yeah. Paccaya comes in because we don't talk just about the paticca smupata itself.
So we need
we
to understand
have to know
the paccaya.
By way of what
paccaya. In the paticca samuppada, yeah.
Go together.
It's interesting, yeah. Boy, there's someone has to write a book about this to relate the two properly. It's so difficult.
Is it 24 paccayas, 24 paticca
samuppadas? It's 12.
It's in the Tipitaka and commentary.
Yeah.
We don't have to write anything,
no.
But we can develop our own understanding about them.
Yeah, it is in the Visuddhimagga. It's quite extensive, but it's not extensive enough. Actually, when you read over it and over it, it makes a lot of sense. Did you see how complex that was? Just between vijnana and paccayanama rupa, that happens at the same time. But the next one.
How many paccaya? See?
Yeah, how many
paccaya? It doesn't mean that 22 and 22, 24 and 24.
No. Which paccaya? Some paccaya, not all. And then the next one. Different. Different. I'm talking about patana from the patana.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then next one, nama rupa paccaya ayatana. But that is a time. There's a time gap in that one. It's not at exactly the same time, is it?
Can we talk about the details of split seconds?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
So we just talk about the point, which condition, that and that.
Mm.
Why you say nama rupa conditions ayatana, I mean, implies this time?
Because at Patisanthi citta, when there's Patisanthi citta, there's the kamaja rupa is the heart base, hadaya vatu is there, but there's not jaku pasada, for example, yet, or sota pasada. At that moment of Patisanthi citta, the type of kamaja rupa, there is only this hadaya rupa. Yeah, bhava, and kaya, but not the ayatana, you know, the six, the next one so those are, some of them are missing at that time, so, well, not missing, but not missing. I mean, by their nature, of course, yeah, it's just not there yet. So it's something very, yeah, you really need the patana to begin to understand it.
Who said that Patitasmupata is so very deep? Who else? Who else? See? So those people said, and what about us?
Yes, the Buddha said it.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Certainly okay. Agree.
So we can understand as much as we can. Yeah.
But don't stress about understanding.
If we can understand them all, okay. But if we can't, we can understand what we can understand.
Okay, here's another link. Baba, Pachya, Patisandhi. Is it birth? What's birth?
Jati.
Jati, Pachya, decay and death. What are decay and death and birth?
Because one was born and one must die.
Yeah.
See? Before dying, there must be decay and sickness.
But also, what about kanika death too? Momentary death. Is that important?
It's understood. Each moment.
So it's talking about one life as a life, long life, you know, between three lives. And it's also talking about the decay and death.
Past, present and future.
Yeah.
So actually everything we see in the macro, we can see in the micro also, mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except Patisandhi.
Vinyan, Pachaya, Nama and Rupa. Vinyan is mean Lokiya Vibhaka, Chitta. So not only the birth consciousness, but also Vipaka Chitta, like Ahetuka,
Vipaka. Later. Not at the same time of birth consciousness.
Oh, yes, no. But at the moment, I mean, after birth.
There must be other Vipaka after birth.
Yes. And when we.
Mentioned by Kama.
Yeah. Yes. And when we mention about the Patichasamupata right now, so if we understand about the when the Vinyan, Pachaya, Nama, and Rupa for seeing consciousness, Vinyan is mean seeing consciousness, Pachaya, Nama is mean Cetasika, that accompany with the seeing consciousness, but no.
We don't talk about this yet because we'll go on to Ayatana, see?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So Nama, Rupa in this case is not referring to the Chitta seekers that arise with seeing and so on.
Just the moment of birth.
Birth, yeah.
So what's the first ayatana?
Manayatana.
Yeah?
What's the first one?
Manayatana and Dhammayatana.
Do you have to say the second
and the third? By yourself.
What's next?
What's next?
It has to be the Bhavanta, so right? I don't know. So it has to be Gaya after Manokaya, the same time. And Patisandhi. Three groups. How can it arise at the same time?
Ayatana.
Manayatana first.
And Dhammayatana together.
And Dhammayatana together. Yeah. Together?
Right now.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
It's not necessary to think all of this because we know that citta must arise with cetasika no matter where and when.
Yes.
At the moment of Patichasamuppada or not in the under the Patichasamuppada. Anywhere, when citta arises, there must be cetasika. Even we don't read about Patichasamuppada, or when we read about Patichasamuppada, when we understand this, no question about ayatana or other things.
But you said Gaya also? Right after, is that it?
Kama produce three groups.
So at once there are three all together? The together. So the three ayatanas are already there.
What is the meaning of ayatana? Mm.
It's a meeting for us. Yeah. So it results in the first ayatana of all these, the six of them.
Whenever there is citta, there must be jetasikas. Should we count first or second or what? Mm.
And also the rupas.
Mm.
Not
necessary. No? To count. Really understand. Otherwise, it will be the rule.
That is to say, once a citta or this arises, there already has to be all these together. Because, to be the ayatana. Well, the citta, the cetasika, yes.
There must be how many ayatana?
But even at the mano, manayatana, it has to be rupa.
I understand that theoretical knowledge is the basis, pariyati is the basis for patipati. But does it have to necessarily pass mean that one would necessarily start labeling, or that he has to pass through the stages for labeling and identifying?
Necessary, or is conditioned that way?
It happens.
It seems worth keeping in mind to me that self-view also is just a cetasika that does not arise all the time, even though when it's arising, we think that it's there all the time, but actually it isn't there all the time at all. There are long periods when it isn't there at all. But usually when we start conceptualizing about things, very often it's there, but it's just another cetasika.
What I find relaxing about the practice now over the years is that I know that lopa and avijja are conditioned by very strong conditions for them to arise, so I'm not at all surprised when avijja and lopa arise, and I don't expect them to suddenly disappear, you know. I'm not surprised when I enjoy good food, and I'm not surprised when I'm on the back of a motorcycle. What are they called? Those taxis? Motorcycle taxi?
Yeah.
And I suddenly feel a moment of fear when he does a strange maneuver at 60 miles an hour. You know, I'm not surprised by that, because I know these moments of akusala must arise because they're conditioned. And so there's a lot of detachment. It's mostly theoretical, but there's a heck of a lot of detachment from akusala now, and that's one thing I didn't have in the beginning. I had so much attachment to being a good person and to practicing correctly. Actually, even if I practice wrongly sometimes, it's not a surprise to me, because I know these things are conditioned too. So that's one of the things that has made a difference to me, you know. It's like a contentment with where I am right now all the time. That helps. Might not be going anywhere very fast, but at least I'm content with that. You know?
Sounds like lopa.
Yeah. Well, it's another subtle type of lopa. You have to be ready for that too, because that can turn very into a type of attachment, and you can just be a type of, what the heck, yeah. But it's better than being stressed. Lopa is preferable to dosa.
To me, it certainly is. I look forward to it.
Well, before I first learned Buddhism, I felt like that. And then after I learned Buddhism, I got very serious and worried for a while.
Is that satipatthana?
I just want to know
the difference between moment of satipatthana and moment when it's not satipatthana.
When there's satipatthana, there's some direct awareness of a dhamma with panya that experiences it in the way of satipatthana.
Conditions.
I just find for myself that all my Dhamma study and correspondence on the internet or whatever, anything that I think has anything to do with Dhamma, is still completely ruled by liking and disliking. It's all...
But why do you like one thing and not another? See, it's just conditions, isn't it? That's conditioned, that type of liking.
I think most of what I like about Dhamma is the Dhamma that seems to condition somanasa, because I like it, because it's a pleasant state. So most of Dhamma study for me is a matter of exchanging unpleasant aramanas for pleasant ones. It's still conditioned strongly by liking of pleasant states, mental states, and disliking of unpleasant ones, which usually means liking of lopa and disliking of dosa, liking of somanasa and disliking of domanasa. which is what interested me, I'm sure, in Dhamma in the very first place, was because it's sometimes suddenly conditioned. Suddenly there could be a lot of dosa, and suddenly no dosa. I thought, wow, this is great. I must be having some kind of profound insight. Yeah. And I wasn't having insight at all. What I was doing was suddenly changing an aramana that conditioned dosa for one that conditioned lopa. That's all.
So there's more awareness when these things are arising. Like, for instance, I find with the DSG, I have a lot of mana when if somebody refers, like, for instance, if I've written something there and somebody then answers to it or makes a comment about it, then I have a lot of mana. Ah, yeah, somebody answered. But the point is that there's an as long as there's an awareness that, aha, okay, lopa's arising, or the mana is arising, then that's part of the training, if you want to call it.
And
training.
If someone doesn't answer, any mana?
Yeah, it's mana also.
I like what you said then, Mike, though. That is very useful to know that, yeah, because then we're not fooling ourselves about where we're going.
Well can't not it so be much. Shanta for what you're studying and things like that?
Theoretically, I think it can be, but I don't believe it is.
Well, sometimes it's a habit of judging yourself also.
Right.
But I want to ask Ajahn about Atta-Sanya a little bit. Mike was just talking about Atta-Sanya arising and falling just like any other Dhamma. And I was wondering, for instance, at the moment of Lobha or Dosa arising, is there Atta-Sanya?
The Sanya that there is something like I.
Like I, but...
Me and you.
Oh, you also implies
yeah.
I. That thing out there implies something here looking at that thing.
Without the I, how can be the others?
Yeah.
And usually one might think that I am aware and I know that it's awareness, but it's still thinking that I am aware and it is awareness, but the moment of being aware is to study the characteristic of reality as just element, like mental element or material element. Otherwise, it must be I all the time who is aware. When Vipassana Jnana does not arise yet, how can one know that it's not self?